An Eatonville Saga, Season 3, A Year of High Anxiety, Episode 5, Hoping for the Best, Yet Preparing for the Worst. Here's our storyteller, N.Y. Nathiri.
The efforts to have the Orange County Board of County Commissioners reverse its November 23, 1987 decision to five-lane the existing two-lane East Kennedy Boulevard Lake Avenue roadway were built on the foundations of the American system of democracy, a system which empowers the people to contest governmental actions. In our specific case, the East Kennedy Boulevard Lake Avenue road controversy, Eatonville and Maitland consistently requested that the Orange County Board of County Commission devote a second public hearing to this matter. This is an important thing to keep in mind, dear listener. We were simply asking our county government to listen to a presentation which would bring forward other information worthy of consideration. A review of events taking place December 1987 through February 1988 reinforces this fact. Remember the exchange on December 15 between Eatonville Town Councilwoman Ada Sims and Orange County Commission Board Chairman Tom Dorman? Councilwoman Sims, if our mayor would request the opportunity to come before the county commissioners to discuss this problem again with all the commissioners, would you give him that opportunity? Mr. Tom Dorman, I am sure if the mayor wishes to address our board, he has that opportunity to do that any Monday he chooses. I doubt very seriously that our board would be in favor of re-advertising for a public hearing to address this specific issue. You had that opportunity, and we did it. As government works, people were there, and they had an opportunity to question the commissioners, but your mayor has the opportunity to come before our board at any time he chooses on Monday. All he has to do is just tell us when and what time. Councilwoman Sims, would you be willing to reconsider your present stance? Mr. Tom Dorman, no, ma'am, I would not. Simply because I think I would have to agree with what technically a lot smarter people than Tom Dorman has indicated what we would need in the years to come in this county. And as I made the statement before, we have got to look at the entire network of the road. It is not that I am picking on Eatonville at all. You people are very close to me, and I don't want to do anything that is going to tear up your community. Or recall the January 11, 1988, City of Maitland Resolution. That resolution had in part Section 1, now therefore be it resolved by the City Council of the City of Maitland, Florida, that the Orange County Board of Commissioners are officially requested to seriously consider the above findings and as a result direct their staff to schedule another public hearing to rehear this matter. And of course, remember our bumper sticker, that wording, the Orange County Commission doesn't listen to the people. All of this notwithstanding, dear listener, those of us contesting the Orange County decision also understood that we had to be prepared for every eventuality. In short, we had to be able to pull the trigger to take our matter to court. That is why, by early January, PEC had secured the firm of Frith, Keating, and Stump, PA, and why the City of Maitland, at its February 22, 1988 City Council meeting, approved the motion made by Councilman Bill Donegan and seconded by Councilman Darcy Bone to retain Stephen R. Bechtel and Lawrence J. Phelan, or other members of their firm, to pursue the opposition to widening of Lake Avenue, to direct the city attorney to cooperate and assist the firm to the fullest extent necessary, and to direct the staff to continue to carry out any and all administrative actions to actively oppose this widening. Motion was seconded by Councilman Bone and carried by roll call vote. Donegan, aye. Bro, aye. Saravino, aye. Bone, aye. And Blaschka, aye. PEC filed its lawsuit on March 7. Now, dear listener, I'm not going to read the entire complaint, 12 pages, but here are some of the highlights. In the Circuit Court of the 9th Judicial Circuit in and for Orange County, Florida, case number CI-88-1608, Association to Preserve the Edendale Community Incorporated, a Florida corporation, Doris Cook, D. Voorhees, individually and on behalf of all others similarly situated plaintiffs, versus Orange County, Florida, a political subdivision of the state of Florida, the Board of County Commissioners of Orange County, Florida, Tom Dorman is chairman of said Board of County Commissioners, Lou Treadway, Hal Marston, Vera Carter, and Linda Chapin as members of said Board of County Commissioners, defendants. Predicate allegations. This is an action for injunctive relief to permanently enjoin Orange County from widening Kennedy Boulevard, Lake Avenue from west of Interstate 4 to U.S. Highway 1792. Declaratory relief is also being sought. This action is brought by plaintiffs on their own behalf and on behalf of a class consisting of and defined as all persons who reside in the town of Eatonville or own property adjacent to Kennedy Boulevard, Lake Avenue, from west of Interstate 4 to U.S. Highway 1792 in Orange County, Florida. Count 1. Petition for public hearing under Section 336.02 Florida Statutes. This is an action for declaratory relief pursuant to Chapter 86 Florida Statutes. On November 23, 1987, the Board of County Commissioners of Orange County, Florida, passed the resolution approving the right-of-way reservation map for Kennedy Boulevard, Lake Avenue, from Interstate 4 to U.S. Highway 1792. The passage of the resolution exhibited the defendant's authorization for the widening of Kennedy Boulevard, Lake Avenue, from a two-lane road to a five-lane road. The resolution was passed pursuant to Section 336.02 Florida Statutes. Following passage of this resolution, the town of Eatonville, the city of Maitland, PEC, and numerous individuals requested that the defendant hold a rehearing to reconsider its action in approving the resolution. The defendant rejected such requests for a reconsideration on January 18, 1988. Pursuant to Section 336.02, in parentheses, 3, close parentheses, affected property owners, including certain of the plaintiffs herein, are entitled to a hearing which the defendant has refused to grant. The resolution is unreasonable, arbitrary, and contrary to the public interest, and denies certain of the plaintiffs a substantial portion of the beneficial use of their property. Wherefore, plaintiffs request that the court enter an order enjoining the defendant from proceeding further with planning, engineering, administrative, or other actions by it and its agencies and employees pursuant to the resolution and the eminent domain proceedings contemplated thereby until such time as a hearing is held pursuant to Section 336.02, parenthesis 3, close parenthesis, Florida statute. Now, dear listener, I am not going to try to practice the law, but I do think that it would be instructive for us to understand one or two of these terms that have been used. What is the definition of a declaratory relief? As provided by the U.S. Legal Incorporation, declaratory relief refers to a judgment of a court which determines the rights of parties without ordering anything be done or awarding damages. By seeking this declaratory judgment, the party making the request is seeking an official declaration of the status of a matter of controversy. On Thursday, May 26, Circuit Court Judge Cecil H. Brown rendered his decision. In the Circuit Court in and for Orange County, Florida, case number CI-88-1608, Association to Preserve the Eatonville Community, Inc., etc. Plaintiffs versus Orange County, Florida, a political subdivision of the state of Florida, etc. et al. Defendants. Order granting motion to dismiss. This cause came on to be heard upon the motion to dismiss the complaint and each count thereof filed by the defendants, Orange County, Florida, and its Board of County Commissioners, and each of them severally, on the 24th of May, 1988, at 2 p.m. The court listened carefully to the arguments of counsel for the parties. The court has carefully considered the arguments as well as the extensive briefs provided to the court by the parties, and this court is of the view that the complaint and each count thereof is without merit. It is upon consideration thereof ordered and adjudged that based upon the grounds cited by counsel for the defendant, the motion to dismiss is hereby granted with prejudice. The complaint is dismissed, and the plaintiff shall take nothing by this suit, and the defendants may go hence without day. This court reserves jurisdiction to tax costs upon motion timely made. Done and ordered in chambers at Orlando, Orange County, Florida, this 26th day of May, 1988, Cecil H. Brown, Circuit Judge, copies to Harry A. Stewart, Esquire, Alfred L. Frith, Esquire, John Kingman Keating, Esquire. Again, dear listener, I'm not going to attempt to practice the law. However, we do need to emphasize an explanation about the significance of the phrase with prejudice. As provided by www.illinoislegalaid.com, quote, in the formal legal world, a court case that is dismissed with prejudice means that it is dismissed permanently. A case dismissed with prejudice is over and done with once and for all and can't be brought back to the court. Within the time frame required, PEC announced it would appeal the judge's decision to the 5th District Court of Appeal in Daytona Beach. 1 week later, on Thursday, June 2, Maitland filed its lawsuit. In the Circuit Court of 9th Judicial Circuit, in and for Orange County, Florida, case number CI-88-3773, City of Maitland, Plaintiff versus Orange County, Defendant. Common allegations. This is an action within the jurisdiction of the Circuit Court seeking a declaratory judgment that the county's widening of County Road 438A, Kennedy Boulevard, Lake Avenue, to 5 lanes in Maitland is unlawful, and an injunction preventing the county from undertaking any further action on that project. On March 16, 1988, in accordance with Chapter 164, Florida Statutes, 1987, the City of Maitland notified Orange County of Maitland's intent to file this action. Contrary to the requirements of Section 164.103, Florida Statutes, 1987, Orange County failed to hold a public meeting within 30 days after receipt of Maitland's notice of intent to sue to discuss the proposed litigation with Maitland. Under Section 164.104, Orange County is required to pay the attorney's fees and costs of the City of Maitland. Wherefore, plaintiff, City of Maitland, prays for entry of a judgment and order declaring the actions of Orange County in proceeding to widen Kennedy Boulevard, Lake Avenue, to be unlawful and enjoining the county from undertaking any further action to accomplish that widening within the City of Maitland and awarding to the city its cost and attorney's fees in this action, dated 2nd day of June, 1988. On Tuesday, August 29, Circuit Court Judge Cecil H. Brown rendered his decision. In the Circuit Court in and for Orange County, Florida, case number CI-88-3773, City of Maitland, Plaintiff versus Orange County, Florida, Defendant. Order granting motion to dismiss with prejudice. This cause came on to be heard upon the defendant's motion to dismiss the complaint and each count thereof with prejudice. The court listened carefully to the argument of counsel, considered the authorities cited by counsel for plaintiff and defendant, and has also carefully reviewed the file. And this court is of the view that the complaint and each count thereof is without merit and should be dismissed with prejudice. It is, upon consideration thereof, ordered and adjudged that based upon the grounds cited by counsel for the defendant, that the motion to dismiss is hereby granted with prejudice. The complaint is hereby dismissed, and the plaintiff shall take nothing by this suit. Defendants may go hence without day. This court reserves jurisdiction to tax costs upon timely filed motion. Done and ordered in chambers at Orlando, Orange County, Florida, this 29th day of August, 1988, Cecil H. Brown, Circuit Judge. Copies furnished to Harry Stewart, Esquire, John M. Wilson, and David Baker, Esquire. Orange County was 2-for-2. What, if any, action would the city of Maitland take? As reported in the September 2, 1988 edition of the Orlando Sentinel, Maitland City Manager Marilyn Davis said she will recommend that City Council members proceed to the 5th District Court of Appeal in Daytona Beach. End of episode 5.
You've been listening to An Eatonville Saga. Executive producer, the Association to Preserve the Eatonville Community, Inc. Podcast concept and storyteller, NY Nathiri, Eatonville native, and the executive director of the Association to Preserve the Eatonville Community, Inc., PEC. Produced and directed by Ken Moore. 2021 copyright by the Association to Preserve the Eatonville Community, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks for listening. If you would like to support our podcast by giving, you can give to PEC at www.give2pec.org. That's www.give2pec.org.